I don't know if you've noticed, but our mind, it plays tricks on us. Make sure that you have this conversation with your child. Whatever I'm going to share right now, make sure that when your child has problems, that you talk to them about this. When you and I get a bad thought and we try not to think about it, you know, somehow it keeps coming back. Because it keeps reappearing in our mind, we start to believe that it is actually true. Why else would we be thinking these thoughts, we think to ourselves? It isn't like we are trying to think them, right? We determine how likely or true something is by the ease, how easy it is that we are able to bring it back into our mind. Whatever desires we try to push away will become more convincing and powerful with how easy they come to mind. We will fall deeper into a desire when love is prohibited, such as in Romeo and Juliet and Anya Karenina. Have you ever noticed that the harder you try to fall asleep, the harder it is to actually fall asleep? You know, the day of my wedding, I was so nervous, and the harder I tried to relax, the more nervous I became. I could hardly enjoy any of my wedding food. It's such a pity, because I was such a nervous mess. Quote, try to pose yourself this task, not to think of a polar bear, and you will see that the cursed thing will come to mind every time. End of quote. Dostoevsky. This is known as the ironic process theory, or ironic rebound, or the white bear problem. In the book, The Willpower Instinct by Kelly McGogol, shares a story of a student telling her professor that she was having suicidal thoughts. Now, the professor told the student about the white bear problem. He told her that the more she was trying to push away the suicidal thoughts, the more she believed it was her only way out. Isn't that so sad? She believed that it was what she actually wanted. When we get thoughts that do not align with God's word, and we have to remind ourselves about the white bear problem. We have to remind ourselves that the thoughts that we are thinking aren't true. We have to remind our children the same thing. We have to tell ourselves to not follow our hearts and that our mind is playing tricks on us. Cry out to God, read His word, and seek advice from someone dear.